听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 12. Are you fit and healthy? Part 1. Getting ready. A. The following words and phrase will appear in this unit. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Junk food. 2. Obese. 3. Waste. 4. Quit. 5. Sneeze. 6. Resistance. 7. Workout. 8. Vigorous. 9. Toss. 10. Pulse.
B. You are going to hear a dialogue. Supply the missing words.
Mike, why are so many Americans overweight?
Well, that's a good question, Yume. You'd think that with the current fitness craze in the U.S., there wouldn't be so many overweight Americans.
Just how many people are overweight?
About 40% of Americans are overweight. Interestingly, one study said that low-income groups have a higher percentage of overweight people than high-income families.
Are there any other factors like that in the study?
Yes. The study also said that the hotter the climate, the lower the percentage of obese people.
That makes sense. When it's hot, you usually don't feel like eating a lot.
Is that why Japanese people are typically skinnier than Americans?
Well, our diet has a lot less fat and oil than American food, and Americans eat a lot more meat than we do.
You're right. And we also eat more sugar and junk food. But there's another reason why so many Americans are fat.
What's that?
Nobody exercises anymore, not even kids. The average American home has the TV on for 6 hours a day.
Wow. No wonder you Americans are so fat. You don't get enough exercise. Say, Mike, aren't you getting a little bigger in the waist?
Yeah, I guess so.
You really need to watch what you eat and get some exercise.
Hey, I started a diet and lost 10 pounds.
So what happened?
I quit and gained it all back plus 5 pounds.
C. You are going to hear a short passage focusing on the stressful situations involved and the 4 ways to control stress. Supply the missing information.
Every now and again, a stressful situation may arise in the course of our school, home, or community life. Often the situation involves disagreements between people. Sometimes the situation involves work difficulties, not knowing how to solve a problem, or having to make difficult decisions. At other times it involves money, not having enough to spend, or disagreement over what to spend on. That is why relationship problems, work-related problems, and money problems are 3 well-known situations that cause stress. So knowing how to handle people, learning how to solve problems or make decisions, and living within our income all help to control stress. Here are 4 ways to help you control stress from situations. Clue 1. Be kind, loving, and polite to your parents, grandparents, brothers, and sisters. Make time to talk, play, and relax together. Clue 2. Treat others the way you would like them to treat you. Smile, chat, laugh, and do things together. Learn to cooperate, share, and make sacrifices for others. Clue 3. Do not keep your worries to yourself. Talk them over with someone you respect. 2 heads are better than 1. Clue 4. Think of the good and bad points of each choice. Be guided by facts and not your feelings. Choose together with the people who will be affected by the results. In this way, they will see how the choice is made and be more willing to bear with the bad points.
Part 2. Stress and Catching Colds. A. You are going to hear a science report in which scientists explored the relationship between stress and colds. While listening for the first time, add more key words in the notes column. After the second listening, match column A with column B.
There are many explanations of why people catch colds. Some say colds are caused by the environment. Others say colds can result from smoking too much, lack of exercise, not enough rest, poor diet, or working too hard. But new studies suggest that people who feel extreme tension for a long period of time also may be at higher risk of developing a cold. The researchers note that stress is not the cause of all colds. But studies show that people who suffer from the stress caused by serious personal problems are more likely to get sick than those who do not. Researchers have spent years trying to find out why some people have colds more often than others. An earlier study, directed in 1991, showed that emotional stress can lead to colds. In current studies, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh studied almost 300 people, ages 18 to 55. They were given physical, social, and mental and emotional examinations. Then, live cold viruses were placed in their noses. During the next 5 days, they were examined to find out who became infected by the virus and then developed signs of a cold. Such signs include coughing, sneezing, and a blocked nose. Stress lowers resistance, but just how it does is unknown. So, in this study, the researchers looked for the kinds of stress involved and how they might affect resistance to colds. The study found that severe stress lasting a month or more increased the risk of a cold. Two causes of stress, losing a job, or having difficulties with family members or friends, increase the risk the most.
B. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the report. Complete the experiment report.
There are many explanations of why people catch colds. Some say colds are caused by the environment. Others say colds can result from smoking too much, lack of exercise, not enough rest, poor diet, or working too hard. But new studies suggest that people who feel extreme tension for a long period of time also may be at a higher risk of developing a cold. The researchers note that stress is not the cause of all colds, but studies show that people who suffer from stress caused by serious personal problems are more likely to get sick than those who don't. Researchers have spent years trying to find out why some people have colds more often than others. An earlier study directed in 1991 showed that emotional stress can lead to colds. In current studies, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh studied almost 300 people ages 18 to 55. They were given physical, social and mental and emotional examinations. Then live cold viruses were placed in their noses. During the next 5 days, they were examined to find out who became infected by the virus and then developed signs of a cold. Such signs include coughing, sneezing and a blocked nose. Stress lowers resistance, but just how it does is unknown. So in this study, the researchers look for the kinds of stress involved and how they might have affected resistance to colds. The study found that severe stress lasting a month or more increased the risk of a cold. Two causes of stress, losing a job or having difficulty with family members or friends, increase the risk the most.
Part 3. So you want to keep fit, huh? A. You are going to hear the first part of a radio feature, focusing on the time and 5 golden rules. While listening for the first time, take down key words in the notes column. After the second listening, supply the missing information.
Exercise keeps you fit and healthy. Exercises should be done 3 to 5 times a week. Exercise for at least 15 to 30 minutes each time. However, a good exercise plan should include warming up exercises before and cool down exercises after a vigorous activity. Both of them should last 5 to 10 minutes. These exercises, such as head tilt, arm circles, side bend, and toe touch, stretch your muscles and make them move more easily. They prepare you for vigorous activity and help your body slowly return to its normal breathing and heart rate after vigorous activity. And here comes Crystal Collins.
Hi there, I'm Crystal Collins, and I'm very happy to share some time with you. So, you want to keep fit, huh? Well, you sure came to the right place. Together we can keep fit and healthy and be more successful. It's easy. Everybody can do it, you hear? Just remember the 5 golden rules. Number 1, always wear loose and comfortable clothes when you're exercising. You need to feel comfortable and relaxed. Number 2, you should always do some simple warming up exercises first to get your body ready for the real thing. Number 3, never try to do too much exercise too soon. Take it nice and easy now, you hear? There's no rush about this. Number 4, don't forget to relax completely for about 5 minutes when you've finished your workout. You need to rest a little bit after you've been exercising. And here is golden rule number 5. Stop immediately if you feel any pain in your chest, throat, neck, or head.
B. Now listen to the second part. What is that exercise that Crystal Collins shares with us? Pick out the correct pictures that describe the exercise and arrange them in correct order.
I hope you've done the simple warming up exercise from the book. You have? Fine! Now I think we're ready for something a little harder. Today's exercise will give you stronger legs and healthier lungs, so put that cigarette out. You need a strong chair. Stand in front of the chair and put your right foot on the seat. Now step up onto the seat. Stand still and step back down. Now do it again. This time, start with your left foot on the seat. Step up, stand still, and step back down. Now, can you do this 10 times? Let's go.
Part 4. More about the topic, are you fit and healthy? The following passage is about health, diet, and exercise. After listening for the first time, decide whether the statements are true or false. Put T or F in the brackets. After the second listening, try to find out the English equivalents of those expressions in the material.
Here are a few hints on health, diet, and exercise. Health. Sleep is important. However, the average adult shouldn't need more than 8 hours sleep per night. Even if you have a very late night, 9 hours should be enough for you to catch up on lost sleep. If you suffer from sleeplessness, try this. Before going to bed, sit with your feet in a bowl of cold water. If you're brave enough, fill the bath with cold water till it comes to your waist. A cup of herb tea, chamomile or mint, or hot milk with a spoonful of honey should help you to relax. If you can't sleep, don't toss and turn. Get up and do something active, or read. By the way, if you suffer from sleeplessness, don't worry. People who can't sleep easily are usually creative, with a lively and overactive mind.
Diet. Crash diets are no good for you. You'll lose more weight in the long run by eating a balanced and varied diet, cutting down on fattening foods. Cut out sugar altogether and use honey as a substitute. If you are desperate to lose weight quickly, here are two diets which work, and you really won't feel hungry. The high-protein diet. You must drink 8 glasses of water per day. You mustn't eat anything not included in the list below. You can eat as much of the following as you wish. Meat, boiled or grilled. No fat. Fish, boiled or grilled. Cheese, low fat. Eggs. The meat, fish and eggs must be boiled or grilled or fried in a non-stick frying pan. They mustn't be cooked with oil, butter, or any fat. The orange and milk diet. Squeeze the juice of 2 oranges into a bowl, beat 2 eggs well, and add them to the oranges. Add a teaspoonful of oil to the above mixture and beat the ingredients together. Add 1 liter of milk. Whenever you feel hungry, drink a glass of the above. You can drink as much coffee, tea, or water as you wish, but you mustn't eat or drink anything else. Don't do the above diet for more than a day at a time. You mustn't follow either diet without your doctor's advice.
Exercise. Everyone needs to do a certain amount of exercise in order to keep fit. Did you know that it is better to do a little exercise regularly rather than a lot now and then? You needn't. And in fact mustn't overdo it. When you get up in the morning, stretch and breathe deeply. Then bend down and touch your toes, legs straight, 20 times. Try to get used to walking upstairs instead of using the lift. Did you know that climbing a flight of stairs every day is better for you, in the long run, than running round the block 3 times a week? So you needn't feel breathless and exhausted when you exercise. On the contrary, you shouldn't.
Part 5. Memory test. How much exercise is enough exercise? You are going to hear a short passage on exercise. Work out your own target heart speed range, then arrange the fitness effect checking process in its correct order.
An easy way to remember how much we need to exercise for fitness is to keep in mind the letters F, I, and T. Frequency, 3 to 5 days a week. Intensity, till your heart rate reaches your target speed. Time, 15 to 60 minutes each time. Then you may ask how to work out your target heart speed range. Let's do it together. The upper limit of your target heart speed range is 190 minus your age. The lower limit is 160 minus your age. For someone who is 20 years old, for example, his target heart speed range would be between 140 beats per minute, 160 minus 20, and 170 beats per minute, 190 minus 20. Once you've got your target speed range, you may start checking whether your exercise gives you the fitness effect. First, warm up with 5 minutes for stretch exercises. Then start your energetic exercise, example, jogging. About 10 minutes after starting energetic exercise, stop and check your pulse rate, which is the same as your heart rate. Finally, count your pulse beats for 15 seconds and multiply by 4. Remember to take your pulse rate as soon as you stop. If you wait even 30 seconds, the rate will have begun to slow and will not be accurate. You are getting the fitness effect if your pulse rate is in your target heart speed range.